It's time for part two of the Afternoon Motel. In part one, to keep you up to date, we discovered that the Hotel Lothario, Tony Afternoon, was a bit cross because the bonfire party had been put back by a whole hour. What will happen next? Let's find out with part two. Cue Tony.
Just in case you had forgotten after part one, I am the hugely rich, successful, and dangerously fanciful motel owner Tony Afternoons, and I am desperately searching for the simple-minded hotel handyman, Mike. Now, where is he?
Why, hello, Mr. Tony Afternoons. Have you been looking for me? I have been busy this afternoon. I was sent out to the DIY shop for a long wait, and I couldn't find one anywhere.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're back now. Now, why on earth are we lighting up at 6 o'clock tonight and not at 5 as I had planned? The mayor is coming at 5, and I don't want him twiddling his thumbs waiting for a jacket potato. You know, these important types need to be treated well.
Oh, dear. But there's a really good reason why I changed the times. You see, it's all about the hedgehogs.
The hedgehogs?
Yes, the hedgehogs. We need an hour to poke our bonfire. It has been ready to light for several days, and any hedgehogs may have taken up residence. So we need to have a good poke to save our hedgehogs.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, man, we're running the risk of upsetting our great and good mare for the sake of a small, spiky mammal. That cannot be allowed to happen.
But Mr. Tony, a hedgehog is more than just spikes. They eat many garden pests, like snugs, slugs, and snails, and can be a real boon to the organic gardener. But they are a real symbol of Britishness, too. And they're dead cute. Look at this picture Andy sent in of a hog in an egg cup.
Oh. I say, goodness. I had no idea that they were so attractive. But of course, you must poke the bonfire and save any hogs. In fact, Mike, pass me a fork or spade, and I shall gently search around, too, with the handle, whilst being mindful not to actually hurt any lying hedgehogs.
Oh, Mr. Tony, you are a wondrous figure of manhood. But what about the mayor?
Oh, why, that is simple. All we need to do is to microwave his jacket potato so it's ready early. It will have a slightly unsatisfactory softness to the skin, but we can give him extra cheese and beans and... what? You'll never know!